Blog Talk Radio.
Climbing, even
time that I cry hope the most. Oh, can't believe that we're still surviving. Cause I'm slowly breaking down, even when I hold you close.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Sunday Night Love and Romance. Okay, tonight is very different. Tonight is about, like, something that's on my mind and hurting me inside. What do you do when you become an enemy to your loved one? How do you handle that? Like, when you're, like, your loved one taking you as an enemy instead of their lover and friend. I mean, how do you sit back and handle that? How do you function that? What should you do? Should you walk away from the relationship or try to make it work? So, let me know what your opinion is. Like, what do you do? I mean, so I'm going to get back to some more Trey songs. You know what I mean? One love, all right.
No, I have to be honest. It's like, first time in my life, I'm proud of that as well. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell you, girl. Well, I love you. Believe that. If I can't have you, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Listen to me.
So many people never find the one. That's why I really wanna tell you some.
I really think this is it for me. I really think you're the one I need.
Oh,
Overdose. Okay, we still at the same point in the same question. Basically, it's very easy. No, it's not. It's very hard. It's how I'm feeling. Keep it a being. What do you do when you become the enemy or someone you love, you sleeping with, is the enemy? Like, how do you fix that? How do you deal with that? Do you stick in a relationship and work it out? I mean, can you handle it? I'll read two questions off Facebook and get back to some music. Guys, I'm not saying her name right. Stephanie says, stay and work it out. Love is more than a feeling. It's a chance. Chance. Once you love someone, it should be forever. Through thick and thin. I was like, okay, I like that. I could deal with that. That is true. I mean, so therefore, that's like, okay, I would stick it out. No matter what. I mean, we argue, we fight. I mean, sometimes, you know what I mean? And that's part of love when you really care about someone. But some people don't know how to express their emotion. Definitely, there's so many things going on and so many people involved. Like, it's never y'all two to talk about it and think about it. Sometimes it's good for y'all two to talk about it instead of pitting everybody in your business. That's what messes up sometimes relationships. If y'all two can't talk it out and talk about it, about arguing or, like, you got to go to your other people to talk about it, there's going to be problems because y'all two ain't going to get over it because y'all two haven't talked about it. Like, okay, this is what we need to do about this situation. Once you get over that hump, then you can talk to other people like, oh, me and her had this situation, share your experience instead of sitting back, instead of, like, making it now. Like, why are you mad talking about it? Because everything going to come out fucked up. I mean, excuse my friends, messed up. But another person said, Marquita said, I don't know. but I don't know. I was in love once with someone before, because my I'm trying to pronounce this right, people. Excuse my French. Enemy, it just seems like he's saying I love you and have actions. His actions do not show it. Okay, I see where she missed a couple words. Okay, understand. Okay, for that one, I guess them two don't know how to work it out. They need to listen to my show and understand. That's the time you need to bring out the playbook. You know what I mean? Stop using the same plays and pick a new plays. Because if you don't, it's going to fail, people. You're going to lose the one you love. Come on, this is 2013, man. Keep it a beam. People are out like fishes. I'm telling you. Even Etches is trying to jump back in the game. It's like double dutch. And for real, you ain't treating your lady right, or their ex still around in their ear. And because you messing up, they just want to get in. They going to sit back and be like, oh, this dude is messing up. This is my time to play good guy. So y'all need to get with the program. You know what I mean? Now, other than that, you know what I mean? Y'all just need to get with the program. So the question of the night, what would you do if you became the enemy of your relationship, or you were sleeping with the enemy? What do you do about that? How do you handle that? I mean, I want to let Mario talk about it, because, you know what I mean, in this song, Big Love, he mentioned it a lot of how the situation I feel and how he's going through. But just let you know, sex do not solve everything, so don't think of the chorus, ladies, because I got everybody, all the ladies, when they hear the song, be like, oh, it's because of the chorus. No, listen to the verse, and the verse leading into the chorus. Like, this is why men only feel like sex is the key to everything. I mean, because y'all don't listen. We be sitting there, like, waiting for y'all to give us one more chance, love, but y'all never do. And we be sitting there, like, saying sorry all the time, please forgive me. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I do to my daughters all the time. So, and I know sex ain't the key, because, I mean, she be like, oh, you ain't gonna be mad at me and making love at me, with me, trying to get me to fall back with you. No, you gotta do this the right way. She run on tight. I mean, she believed, like, oh, nah. So, just listen to the verse instead of the chorus. I mean, he's telling you a story of why dudes end up having big love instead of, like, I mean, I'll just let the guy explain it. Here we go, Mario.
Whoa. If I told you, would you understand, or would you turn away? All I did was fornicate and kept it moving. But everything ain't anything, you can't feel a thing at all. No, I don't really know if I can be the man you want, but another man in my place, I couldn't handle gorgeous. There I go again, being selfish with your love. So I just stay here in the middle of loving goodbye, waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm invited, cause I just don't know if you're willing to. With that time, since we're here tonight, I wanna make you. And it's all because of your modesty that love's justified.
I see the way that you look at me. Stop reading my mind, my heart. Rewind, gotta control this one more time. I can tell you believe, you can see all the things that I can't see. Wish I could, wish I could, wish I could. But I can't, and I don't know if I ever will. Probably cause I can't tell when it's real. So I'm just here in the middle of love and goodbye.
Don't be mad, don't be mad, I'll be clear. Tonight I wanna make you fall in Game that you play, the girls that didn't last. message. I'm thinking, wondering, pondering. Calling my name, and you who give me hugs feel so good. I can't explain. This is so crazy. I don't feel the same. The passion, the love, boy, you're making me feel I would never find another love.
Coming over, girl, I need a band. Your body screaming, gotta get closer. Girl, I need to feel you next to me now. Hurry up and come over. Just tell me what I gotta do to get you here so we can make love. Baby, I'm gonna kiss ya, I'm gonna hold ya, gently caressing your body. Make your love tonight.
inside your love is driving me crazy. Girl, if you keep putting it down like this, I swear we'd mess around and have a baby. The way that your skin feels on mine, need to have it daily.
Alright, it's about that time that y'all could call in and ask anything y'all want about y'all relationships or what y'all could do about anything. Like I said, tonight is called, I mean, what if you were sleeping with your enemy? It's like a plan. But, like, this, like, where we're at, like, the question of the night was, did you want to still stay on the subject of the question of the night? What do you do when you become the enemy to someone you love, or the person you love become the enemy? Very confusing. Do you stay in a relationship and try to work it out, or do you pack up and leave and say it's time to go? I mean, so many things get you to the enemy point, that, like, people being in your business too much, or people exes calling all the time. Like, there's so many things can make people an enemy. So how do you deal with these subjects in life and these situations? And you want to keep on that topic. I'm going to play one song and I'm going to continue talking. You know what I do until, like, someone call in, want to talk about anything. I mean, I'm going to have to play New Edition. I Can't Stand Away. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, man. It's about that time. You could call in and ask anything you want about relationships, about friendships, anything. So just sit back and chill and relax and, like, go and get some callers up on here. So go spark it off. Ayo, have you ever been in a relationship that you used to sit back and you be wondering why you still there? Be like, whoa, why am I still in this relationship? And like, you know, there's little kinks in life. I'm not saying, I talk about one of them horrible relationships, like ladies, and you know your man's cheating all the time, and you catch him like, you have all the evidence, just like a cop, and you waiting for the confession. That's never gonna come. So y'all might as well sit back and call it a day and say, you don't get your together, you will lose me, the kids, and the house, because you would not have a key. I would lock the door and change the locks all day. So you better start making rules, ladies. But let me and see how much that man really love you. All right, man. We need to stop falling in love with these gold diggers and these hoes. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it big. I feel like expressing myself about this. Dudes always come to me like, romance. Man, I love the girl so much, but she just out there with all these dudes. That's telling you she is not the right one. She's a doorbell. Everybody poke her and it rings. So leave that one alone. I'm just keeping it a bean. I'm sorry to say it like that. Yes, that means she's a doorbell. You poke her and she ring. So you don't want that. That means, all right, I'm sorry I'm being rude. I don't mean to. I hope I'm not defending nobody, because some people just have a sex addiction. I mean, addiction is not bad. It's just like, I mean, if you go and get a relationship with somebody, you should tell somebody, like, I'm a sex addict. And then doctor has sex 101. You know what I mean? Morning, noon, and night deal. Sometimes in the evening when y'all can spend in spare time. So in relationships, you should tell people about the full bag before you even get there. Like, if you're a liar, I'm sorry, if you are a liar, just come in and say, start the relationship, like, I ain't going to lie to you, I lie a lot. I'm trying to cut down, you know what I mean? I've been praying about it. I mean, I'm waiting for the prayer to come through for the blessing. And hopefully she still likes you for that, after that. I mean, if she don't, that means she's been lied to a lot. And, whoa, a lot it is. But, you know what I mean, I'm romance. I just keep it real and tell you the truth, you know what I mean? So, men, if you're a good man looking for a good woman, sit back and find a good woman, you know what I mean? Don't be digging for these doorbells and don't be sitting back looking at everything that look good, because all gold is not real. Same for the ladies, because he's driving a Benz and a truck you like, or a Cadillac you like, or, let's see, what other cars? We could go with a Toyota, we could go with a Lamborghini, or a Mustang, or any other type. That do not mean that guy is for you, because that guy might not be for you. You know what I mean? Trust me, you better get to know people. Treat people like a mirror. Everybody show a reflection until they want to show you their real selves. Or you could break the mirror and find out what they were about. So sit back and think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to lead y'all with some thinking of my own. I'm going to have to play R. Kelly, Imagine That.
Close your eyes. Now relax your mind.
Baby, take your mind into a zone. Imagine that we're all alone. Two ways off and our friends are gone. Now picture you and me getting it on. Take my hand and come with me. Let's indulge in fantasies. Cast your cares and worries and slowly fall into this ecstasy. I'm gonna rub your body, so baby, just relax.
You've been pouring out your loving, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine that,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that,
all
imagine
night long.
Imagine that,
me stroking your body. Imagine that,
imagine that, imagine that, imagine that, imagine that,
whipped cream and strawberries. Fingers walk. Take a second and imagine the opportunity. You and me sharing sexual energy. Now, girl, just meditate on you being in this chair. Now, close your eyes and act like we're not even here, girl. I'm gonna rub your body.
So, baby, just relax.
You've been pouring out your love, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine.
Imagine.
Creeping around with my friend. I was like, know what you got to tell him? Boo boo. Be like, boo boo, this is what's going on. This is what's going down. Me and my friend is not messing up or not messing around. But if you mess up and keep on messing up, we will be. I don't know why I said that. I just thought it was like I had to share that. I'm going to get back to the music before I get in trouble. I'm just playing, like, I really didn't say that. I'm just joking. I told her, like, honest truth, what you do with that situation is mostly people that accuse people is the one that throwing the blame. So sometimes you got to sit and wait and see what pop up, like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go to the next song and play this R. Kelly again, Heart of a Woman.
This song is dedicated to all of the ladies, from all of the men, you know what I mean? Simply because y'all go through so much, and we want y'all to know that we recognize that.
There are so many answers to the question, what y'all do for us, and so many reasons for the word why we love on y'all. For instance, how you just take us and lift us up, give us chance after chance, and we still find a way to F things up. And sometimes y'all go and blame yourself for the things we do, 'cause you love us so much, our lives become the truth. Y'all try so, so hard to make things worse, finding a way to smile just to keep from showing you're hurting.
Your mind versus your heart versus
it.
Your soul versus
your
body
versus
our bullshit
and
our ego
and
our pride.
That's why
I love the word woman.
Oh, I love.
Y'all are so tough. Y'all put up with so much.
Oh, I love.
And y'all so full of trust. And besides, y'all know us. Time and time again, y'all let us back in. Man, I love y'all so much, I gotta spell it out.
W-O-M-A-N.
That's what it's all about, yeah. Sometimes I think that we're the reason why y'all be stressing out and smoking cigarettes. Yes, I do. And sometimes I think we're the reasons y'all be snapping off on your kids and having fits. Somebody feel me. Ladies, when it's that time of the month and y'all really don't feel like being bothered, and sometimes we take your hearts for granted. I know y'all gotta ask yourself sometimes, why do I even put up with it?
It's your mind, it's
your heart, it's
your soul
versus ours.
Our
bullshit, yeah.
Our ego,
and
our pride.
That's why
I love the word woman.
That I love the word,
yeah.
Y'all are so, so tough, and you put up with so, so much. And besides, y'all know what? Time and time and time again, y'all let us back in. And I love you so much, I've got to tell it all. Fellas, just swallow your pride for a minute and grab your lady by the hand and sing.
Baby, I'm sorry for the drama that I hold.
Y'all are the backbone of every family,
as much as true.
And I appreciate every single one of you, yes I do.
I promise to love y'all, yeah,
with all of my might, yeah.
I'll even burn a candlelight, because
we are here 'cause y'all paid a price, and that's why I love you.
I told you I was on Facebook, and like another person hit me up talking about their marriage life. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not married. So I've seen a lot of people break up like in 6 months. And she was like, they've been together for like 5 years. Okay, that's sweet. That's cool. That's how it's supposed to be. That's your lover, your biscuit, your boo-boo, your everything up, 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 beyond the sky, besides the Most High. I gotta understand that, like, if your man, you sit back, talk about your husband, sound like he's cheating, how did you figure it out? That is a hard case. Now, women, I know y'all very well. Y'all got trackers on us. We say we here at a certain time. Y'all make sure y'all call and make sure we there. And y'all ask why are we 10 minutes late or 5 seconds late, matter of fact. So I told her like this. If the female's calling his phone, she was like, no. He works late, though. Oh, he works late. Okay. Sometimes that could be a problem. I mean, but he might be really working late, like I told her. So she started talking about Facebook. Got a couple new friends on Facebook. Okay, Facebook, is this Facebook? Okay, yes, I'm not going to lie. It's like a tramp site. I'm not going to lie. Facebook is kind of like a tramp site. Everybody hook up on Facebook. And everybody know everybody and their mama. Even the mamas try to hook up with them on Facebook. with a different profile pic. But other than that, I told her, like, yo, sit back and you trust your husband. Really trust him. Don't get them thoughts in your head. That's when you get that male gets to consent that, like, oh, do you think I'm cheating now? And that sometimes make a male force themselves to cheat. You know what I mean? Like, no, we don't want to cheat. Don't let us sink that in our mind. Let our mind stay. If we focus on you, don't ask us, are we cheating? Because if we focus on you, like men, we get sidetracked real quick. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Hey, we do not pay attention real well. My bad. I'm just trying to read these and messing up on my words. Well, like, we do not comprehend things a lot. Like, sometimes we get sidetracked. If we focus on one thing, let us focus on one thing. If we say we focus on you and really do love you, we focus on you. Trust me, I was in the same predicament. I was a child out there, too. I was a doorbell. I mean, like fast females. I was a doorbell. When a female on my phone rang, oh, what you doing tonight? I'd be like, I ain't doing nothing. They'd be like, you want to come over? I'd be like, sure. I used to be that guy. I ain't gonna lie. I used to be a jigger. Hey, I had to learn the hard way. Okay? So, you know what I mean? That's life. So, if your man worries about you and not cheating, don't sit back and pit that in. Put that in his mind at all. Don't pit it in at all. Put it in, like, whatever. Don't give him the imagination. Just leave it alone. All right, I'm about to get back to this R. Kelly right here. I mean, this on Tyrese, The Dream. I mean, pregnant. Gotcha.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up,
pregnant.
Knock you up.
Now usually I lead a club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date. But much like my patrolman, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress, I'm out to handle my business. And put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. That's what I told her. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyrese? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. And I'm ready, baby. You ready, baby? So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, reset the party. Come on, fuck with us. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. You make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, we'll ask if I make it love. Can you choose me? I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play the fantasy. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. My city don't matter. Give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them feels on you. And girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, care of you, and I'ma still hold you like we've friends. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it.
Girl, you make me wanna get
you pregnant.
You make me
wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Wine and dine, shopping free, you sex to me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. And it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. Oh, I ask you, let me call your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make me wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Just
All right, y'all, it's about that time that I'd say, hey, thanks. I mean, I would say, want to shout out to the whole team. Don't forget about Happy Tuesday with Fantasy Cruise. Any Given Wednesday with your boy KP. And In My Mood Thursday with KK. And, I mean, don't forget Creamy Friday with Miss Chocolate and Shay Shay the Sun Goddess. And don't forget, I mean, every other Saturday and every other Friday, we had the Creamy Friday party and the Make You Smile event. And don't forget about me, your boy, every Sunday. Romance. We're going to get back into some more of the jam. I don't know. I'm just feeling it tonight. I told you, a lot of people asking me questions left and right. I'm trying to help them with their love life. This is a part of a job, of course, romance. It's like I'm a superhero, you know what I mean? I just need an R on my chest. I mean, I think that's what the next tattoo I'm going to get, a big R on my chest in yellow and red. And just paint my whole body blue. I'd be Ray copying off of Superman. I don't think that's a good idea. Okay, we about to play Trey Songz. I should have traded in places.
Hey, I know what you're used to. We're going to do something different tonight.
First time, every time we get together, baby, loving you.